Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll!
Yeah, I still love hearing that new intro. I hope you still like it, too. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries. It is drive time. It is prime time right here as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. All right, you know, a lot of other shows end their show with that famous and appropriate expression, God bless America. I kind of like the fact that we're starting our show now.
You know, if you're listening, you got to be fired up driving home along I-4. I mean, I listen to that, but they ought to end it, and we will make Democrats extinct again. You know, you go through all these different things and then end it with that.
We're working on it. Got Nick LoCicero on the bridge tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number. I am Christopher, the philosopher, political mad scientist, Hart, in studio with me. Of course, you recognize that voice. He is the University of Florida educated economist, Penn State football player and graduate, and union boss, Michael McBath. You know, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Were you amongst all those other union bosses up there at the White House yesterday?
No, but I have to laugh because we talked about Trumka. You know, yeah. He's a Penn State graduate. And actually, I took a lot of courses.
The head of the AFL-CIO?
Yeah, he's a Penn Stater. And now I wonder.
Another union boss.
Now watch this.
Penn State puts out a lot of union bosses, huh?
I took a reasonable amount of labor economic courses because they were pretty easy to get an A, right? But I really wonder, because we're about the same age, Beach. I wonder if the guy was hanging around the class. Maybe give him a call.
Hey, you know? You might want to. You might
tell
want
if he
to.
Needs any advice. His advice is get on Trump's side, buddy, before it's too late.
It you know? Sounds like he is on Trump's side. He was amongst the union bosses that were in there and came out, and they were all just effusive in their praise about the president and the meeting they had with him. And they have got to be even happier after this morning.
Today was a great day for the unions.
And we're going to get to that here in just a minute. But I had to think of you the other night as the NFL playoffs were closing out. And, you know, a while back you made a prediction on who would make it to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you were halfway right. You picked the New England Patriots.
Right. Which I think most people would have gone down there. I don't want to take any credit on that because I think most people would. Look at Nick. See, he's already screaming he did it and everything.
Yeah, he was happy about that.
But I have a theory on this Green Bay loss.
But you had picked Dallas.
Right. I know I picked Dallas, which, those poor people. You talk about people that are in great remorse. You know,
well, hey, you
game.
Know, they've
part
had,
of the game.
Yeah,
part of the game.
This next year.
That's why we play every week, right?
That's it.
But I think on this game that we all watched, the Green Bay, New England game, what a lot of people should have been, not New
Green,
England, I mean Green Bay.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. What a lot of people should have taken into consideration. Atlanta played indoors at their stadium.
Right,
remember, when you play indoors, that's like playing arena football, in all seriousness. I mean, you know where the carpet stripes are, everything about that carpet. You know exactly to the T how to make your cuts. And it's much more exact than outside on a field. You know, the chalks move, or the lines move, or, you know, it's wet or something. And if you notice the cuts on the way they did this, I think, I think they actually had a heck of an advantage over Green Bay. Because if you could just get a one or 2 feet separation from the defensive back, you connect. And this guy was used to working that carpet, and these fellows were used to playing on it. And boy, did they look good. And they looked a lot better, obviously, than all the prognosticators had predicted, you know, and all the people out in Las Vegas, because somebody made a lot of money. And I really attribute it as much to the carpet they played on as to the players playing the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. And I think it's going to be an exciting Super Bowl. It's nice to see somebody that's nobody would have predicted before the game. And then I think the final note on this is that local fellow, DeMarco, you know, right here from Lake Brantley.
Right up the street.
He's a real nice quality kid, you know, high quality kid. He's the starting fullback for Atlanta. And he does a very effective job. You know, I mean, I'm one of these people, having been a lineman, you watch blocking and you appreciate it.
Right.
And he's very effective. He comes around that corner and wipes the defensive backs out. And he just about has a fun job. And, you know, so. And
take I think it out defenders.
Yeah. So it's nice to see a Super Bowl with a local guy there playing.
All right, and of course the Pro Bowl is this weekend. You gonna be there?
I'm going to the party beforehand, but I think I'm gonna sneak out because I don't like watching two hand touch. And I will say, it looks like they sold a lot of tickets, and I don't know where everybody gets all this money. The tickets are really expensive. I couldn't believe when I was looking online the prices they wanted for them.
Yeah,
and I personally would sell mine and go eat at Del Frisco's, but. But it's what each person wants, right? You know,
right.
So we'll see.
All right. The before we get going with today's business, the news-wise, last night we had Jeff Dearborn and his wife Karen Swartz in the studio with us. And they, if you've been listening to our commercials, right. I certainly hope you do, are behind the Go5-5 project, the Kickstarter project. All right. This Kickstarter organization helps individuals and groups raise money for business projects only. That's why they call it Kickstarter, to kick off businesses. Mm-hmm. You got to be a startup. You can't be an existing business. And they set a goal, and then if you are interested to help them, you go there, you make a pledge, and they have incentives. They call them rewards to make the pledge. And if the goal is not achieved, then the pledge is declared null and void. No money exchanges hands. If the goal is exceeded or achieved by the pledges, then your commitment is expected. And the Kickstarter event for Go5-5 indeed kicked off today.
Last night they were waiting for the official word. They knew it would come within 24, 36 hours. It came last night, literally while they were having dinner up the street. So their Kickstarter event kicked off today. If you're interested in that, we spoke about it in some detail yesterday on the show. Of course, you can go to our archive, AmericanAdversaries.com, to hear that again, the interview. And you can go to their website, go55, that's G-O-F-I, and the number 5.com, to read about it yourself. And you can go directly to, and they suggest you go directly to Kickstarter if you're interested in making a pledge. And I would suggest you do your research first, of course, and then if you are interested, go to Kickstarter, make the pledge. The pledges are very small amounts. They're not much at all.
Right.
And but it's still money. But once again, it doesn't go through unless the goal is achieved, and then they're obligated to build this app, and you would be the first to get an app that will assist you in preparing for and what to do after a traffic accident.
I mean, this is whether entrepreneurship.
Right. And by the way, and this is something we forgot to bring out last night, this is for whether you're the driver or not. Even if you're in the car as a passenger and are engaged in an accident.
As long as you have the app.
Well, the whole point of the app is to cover you.
You, right.
Right? In case there has to be legal issues, all right? Whether you're in jeopardy somehow or, and more likely if you're a passenger, if you're injured.
Right.
And if somehow you can, employ the app. And so... And there will be a small section of the app where you can have your medical records that will be accessible by first responders. Not all any of your other personal information, just
right.
What you would want a first responder to know. So it'd be a good safety thing to have for yourself and members of your family. And it did kick off today on Kickstarter. And once again, it's GoFi5. G-O-F-I, the number 5.com, or just look up Kickstarter Go55, all right? G-O-F-I, the number 5. Okay, speaking of kicking things off, boy, has Trump really kicked things off in a big way, and he's at it again today. We talked in some detail last night, Mike, about what he did Friday evening and then again on yesterday. And he's already making of course, we knew he was making a big difference even before he took the oath of office.
Right.
But now he's making even more of a big difference. And today was no different. It started off with him inviting in and entertaining, if you will, the executives from all the major domestic car builders, everybody that builds cars in the United States.
Chris, the reason I like that, you know, is the fact that, again, I think just this, he's radiating Americanism all over this country. And I know, and you know as well as I do, when they say we're going to, you know, build another factory or, you know, do more production here or whatever, they know they're going to spend more here than they would somewhere else. But they also accept the fact that, you know what, that's part of being American.
Well, here's the nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
They came out talking about, once again, how great of a meeting it was and how optimistic they are. How often now are we hearing this word about optimism?
Right.
Small business owners, optimistic. Big business owners now we know are optimistic. The buying public, optimistic. It's kind of contagious right now, you see?
Right.
And it's only going to be fed into as Donald Trump feeds reason for optimism into it. And that's what he's doing. And what he did was he told those executives, look, I'm going to whack away at the regulations that drive up the cost of building cars. I'm going to whack away at the things, the taxes that are costing you out the yang here. I'm going to make the business environment inside the United States better for you than the business environment outside the United States. How do you like them apples?
And obviously they love them. And
obviously
we're going to bring in more companies from the outside. Obviously, if we can bring a lot of that money back that's sitting over there in Europe, you know, where we can do some type of taxation on it. I mean, we are really sitting in an atmosphere that can be so conducive to making this trivia again, America great again. I don't think I've seen anything like this in the last 45, 50
years. He's going to have to change that to somehow, instead of make America great again.
Yeah, I mean, we start saying it, not even thinking about it.
We're making America greater than it ever has been. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And because we are going to let loose the creative and the industrial might that we have in this country, and that will solve a whole lot of problems,
plus,
I guarantee you.
The workers themselves in these car factories and everything, they have a much better attitude when they know that their wages are going to be increasing.
But they got a job.
Right. They have a job. They got something they can count on.
I mean, think
of the Obama, I call oppression depression. I mean, no wonder everybody wanted to move their business away. You were so regulated, and he's destroying every day, you know, tens and hundreds of regulations. Get rid of this junk. Allow our young companies and corporations to flourish.
All right, we got to take a break. But in fact, the ending of the regulations has already begun. And we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about the pipelines that are back on track now to be built and the fits that the media is having about all of this. Stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We are live, and we are here until 7 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Get you heavier on I-4, the eastbound slowdowns from Osceola Parkway to 535, and then back up South Orange Blossom Trail all the way up to 434 for 30 minutes plus. It's slow at the bridge, too. Westbound side on the brakes from Princeton to the 408, heavy John Young Parkway to the turnpike and slow past 192. Northbound on the South Orange Blossom Trail, you're blocked there because of an earlier oil spill between Americana and Holden Avenue. It's heavy on the trail, clear down to the 192 from there. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5. 5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. If you're looking for the truth, you come to the right place. All right, the American Adversaries, 407-774-8255 is the number. Once again, Donald Trump is off to a big start today. He made, as I said, this had a meeting this morning with the auto executives, and as soon as that was over, he signed a couple of executive orders, and they put back on track both the Keystone Pipeline and the Dakota Pipeline. And the Dakota one, of course, is where they had the protesters out there. You
conflict
remember?
Conflict with the Indians.
Right. And one of them actually got one of the votes, one of the electoral college votes, remember?
Was going to vote against.
Right. Rainbow Woman or something. Yep, I can't remember what the name was, her name or his, who's ever. Anyways, those are now back on. So I guess the protesters will be back at it. Of course, it's a very cold weather up there right now, so have at it. But as I said, Trump is not messing around. In terms of regulations, he's put a hold on new regulations and told the Environmental Protection Agency already that things that they had in the works are not to be there to be hold it.
Let's freeze.
Let's hold it, right? It's like the hiring freeze that he implemented yesterday. And by the way, it was Ronald Reagan when that last happened. I speculated that it was Nixon, but it's actually Ronald Reagan when that last happened. He did it on his first day in office. As soon as he was sworn in, he went over and signed that into law, or as an executive order, I should say. Trump, same thing yesterday, with the only exceptions being the military. Now, this is not the Pentagon, the military, which means people in uniform, and anybody that it can be shown to be absolutely necessary to national security. Because what he did was, as of Sunday afternoon, any openings in the federal government are to be left open, and any that open up are not to be filled until further orders, until further instructions.
To America. That's one of the ones he's fulfilled.
The other thing, Chris, how he's going to whittle down the size of government.
Getting back down to the Keystone Pipeline. Remember our good friend Buffett? Now think about this, right? Now, Buffett, who did Buffett support very strongly?
Oh, Obama and
Barack
Clinton.
Obama, right?
Yeah.
And what was Buffett's, one of his primary investments? It was the railroads.
Railroad.
Right?
Oil cars.
And trucking. And guess what, Mr. Buffett? What do you think is the safest way to transport energy, oil? It's pipeline.
Yep.
This was another just fraudulent act of phony, environmental. He didn't care about the environment. None of them cared about the environment. All they wanted to do was support their, their support.
Make money.
Right.
All
and
Warren,
Buffett had no interest at all in worrying about the environment.
All Warren Buffett is about is making money.
You got it.
And hanging on to it by not paying taxes. And he's been very good at it. That's why he's one of the most wealthy individuals in the world.
He's done a great job. But, I call a fraud.
Right. But his days are over. Okay, right. I would speculate, and I haven't looked at the market today, and we'll get the little market news here real quick.
Here.
But I would suspect that his railroad companies were down today.
But
I want to go right to the market because once again, we're talking about optimism.
Right.
You had the auto executives in there coming out optimistic,
right?
And then you had him sign these executive orders. What happened in the market today?
Well, today the S&P and also NASDAQ hit an all-time high.
How about that?
And isn't that something? And we're closing in on the Dow. You know, the Dow closed at 19,912. We're not too far from that 20,000. The other aspect of it was, we saw oil prices moving up into the mid-50s, and it's been really floating between 50 to 55. And it's just a case that, I think the American people, and we're all investors in the sense that, we look at the attitude, we look at the markets. What will happen to profits when you get rid of deregulation, when you cut taxes? America will boom. And it's a case that this goes exactly against Obama's core.
Okay, and against liberals.
You got it. I mean, no wonder they're marching because, the only thing they're going to lose is weight. They're even going to make money in their 401k. Well, I guess they don't work. Maybe not. No wonder they don't like them. I better back that up.
Well, the ones at the top, the ones that make the speeches, they'll do just fine.
Yeah, they'll
do
right. Yeah.
All right. But the others, they're just being played for stooges.
Oh.
And quite effectively by the left, I might say. But the bottom line is this, and that is that the business community, the investment community, they see what's happening and they like it. They like it a lot. And what that means is we're going to like what they do because they are going to invest in America.
Right. And our products will become better. They won't be flim-flam. They won't be, because everything is part of the attitude of not only the ownership, but the workers themselves.
Let me tell you something about our products.
Mm-hmm.
People around the world, not in the United States, but around the world, covet our products because they are made better than products anywhere else in the world, with some exceptions, some automobiles, but they are rare exceptions. In most cases, products made here in the United States are superior and most oftentimes far superior than what they can get anywhere else in the world, which is why the rest of the world, wants the United States to be a manufacturing hub because they want to buy American. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, call them over at the SBA and
everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversary. Love ya.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks so much for being with us out there. Christopher Hart here along with Michael McBath. We are here. We are live. And 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we move on, I want to talk a little bit more about these pipelines. And the fact that the market reacted to the way it did is because they see that things are going to move under Trump. Now, let's just reflect for a moment on, let's just take the Keystone Pipeline. This thing has been in the planning stages and in the works for a decade. It was held up by our government for years and years and years under the Obama administration, under the Clinton State Department. If you remember, it was the State Department, right, and the EPA, and they do all these studies when all along they knew that they were not going to approve it. Obama was just stalling for time because he didn't want to upset the unions until he got reelected. And if you remember, it was after he got reelected that he announced that he was not going to allow the Keystone Pipeline.
And environmentally, remember they came out recently and said this isn't any type of tragedy or anything of that nature. Really, this is ready to go. And he still shut it down.
And the point that I'm aiming at here is that while all of that was going on, we were spending money when they knew the decision was already going to be what it was going to be. In other words, there was no reason to go through all of this other than for political expediency, so sweet little Barack Obama could get his skinny little carcass reelected president. And then, of course, no, we're not going to build the thing.
Right.
And after then, it was another year or two. And so all of that money wasted for nothing. Millions and tens of millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. And then you can include the lost, you know, jobs or the jobs postponement, the money that it cost in lost activity.
The law firms, the money that they made just debating this issue, you know.
The bottom line is
sick.
We don't have to do government like that. And that's what Donald Trump is going to prove over the next, I hope, 8 years. And if he proves it over 4 years, you can bet the farm on it that he'll be around for eight. And so the point here being is this guy knew what he wanted to do, mm-hmm, and he did it. And he made an executive decision, and he did it. And now, so many people say, oh, you can't do that in government. It's not like running a business. It's exactly like running a business. If you can make a decision, you make decisions, and you get her done. And by the way, he's also had to deal with the boardrooms. He's had to deal with shareholders. He's had to deal with banks. So he's never been a true dictator or authoritarian in that sense. But he has been a man capable of making decisions and moving forward and not sideways or backwards. And that's what the economic engine of this country needs, is decisive action taken right now that will open the doors to our economic, shall we say, wherewithal.
Right. Another thing, Chris, which came out just the other day, Obama was the first president to spend more money on welfare than national defense.
What?
Isn't that something to be proud of? And that says supposedly the economy just accelerated under his tutorship. Wrong.
No. See, but, I mean, here's the sad thing about that.
I mean, that's disgusting. That came out from the Office of Management and Budget.
Here's the sad thing about that. They are proud of that. They do think that that is an accomplishment. Because, their wee little feeble minds, we didn't need that big of a military. And while we had that big of a military, all these poor folks who now have food stamps were suffering. You see,
I see them eating candy, drinking soda.
Well, a lot of them are suffering now because of the lousy economy that he presided over.
Right.
That's the worst recovery in modern day history from severe economic times.
Now you'll get your chance to work. with good wages. Now, what's going to be the next excuse?
Exactly. So, once again, Trump is a decisive man. He's making decisions, good, solid decisions, and it's going to be for the benefit of America. Just like he said in his inaugural address, every decision he makes is going to be predicated on whether or not it is good for America, primarily. And that, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, and this goes for you liberals especially, is what we hire a president of the United States to do. Nowhere in the Constitution does it says anything about it's the president's job to make sure we are good world citizens. You find me the clause in there where it says anything about being global citizens. Okay? It talks about our country, our rights, and that they come from God. All right? So the bottom line here is good times are upon us, and they're only going to get better. Even if Congress gets in his way, he's already proving he can do a lot with the executive authority. What was the old expression? With his pen and his phone.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I pointed out last night, it's kind of ironic because for a long time he's been using his phone.
Other thing, Chris, think of Obama when he was in the White House, all the people that came to visit him, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times. Were they heads of major corporations that were there to help America? Oh, no. It was Al Sharpton. It was Jesse Jackson. It was all the political garbage that just weighed America down. It's exciting. Everybody has to be excited about the direction we're headed.
If you were a community organizer.
Oh, you were a head of the General Motors, IBM.
If you were a community organizer, whether or not you were under indictment or convicted of a crime, you were invited to the White House. If you were a member of industry and you could do something for Obama.
You were shunned by the White House.
For the most part, yeah. You were shunned. Exactly. Right? And certain unions were invited into the White House, but they ended up being mad at Obama because he wouldn't build the Keystone
Pipeline.
Right.
And various other.
Right. Exactly. You know, they're not as stupid as the liberals take them for.
Well, the West Virginia effect, how many unions he win down there, right? Not.
Well, exactly. But going forward here, we're going to see some great economic times. And then if we get a decent tax package out of the deal, too, look out. It's Katie bar the door. And the Democrats know this, and they are quaking in their boots over it.
Chris, you saw today, and this is part of it, is that, the billion-dollar infrastructure, right? Now, the Democrats...
Trillion.
They put up their proposal, right?
Yeah.
Now, all they did was rush one up there, try to cut them off at the pass. But the reality of it is they really had their chance. And, you know, that money was all squandered. It never really went out there to build the roads, the bridges, or anything else. It was politically oriented and spent money. Now, Trump will get into this. He understands that we do need new bridges, new roads, new forms of transportation. But this will be done in an academic way where I do believe he'll find alternative ways to finance it. And again, imagine the jobs on bridge construction, road construction, you know, all the areas that we need help. So, yeah, we all got to be excited.
Yeah, that's right. Just got this also from Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. Trump's decisions have consequences. They've had consequences all his life. Mm-hmm. And he's used to that. Right. See, Obama never had made a decision that really had any consequence
on
his life.
The old story, lead or get out of the way.
Except who he asked to marry him.
Right.
So,
yeah.
As I said before, you know, and you're not going to hear this anywhere else, at least I haven't, Trump's been the most qualified person we've elected president in our lifetimes. And I'll say it till I'm blue in my face.
He's actually more qualified than Reagan.
Yeah, because he's...
You know, in the sense of business acumen.
And he's been, exactly, he's been in a business executive position, making executive decisions his entire life. Some good, some bad. And that's where you learn, right? That's how you learn. So we are in for one heck of a ride, and the media can't stand it. And, of course, that makes it even more delightful.
And, just think of it, too. All the women now are going to get jobs. That's if they're not too tired from marching.
Right.
I mean, they're going to have their opportunities if they want it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, somehow
what
I think
I've seen.
Most of those women out marching probably aren't interested in a job.
I don't think they're going to be looking.
All right. But the as I said, the optimism is contagious. It's catching on. The business community is really getting the idea here. And once the regulations do get pared back, Trump wants to pare them back 75%, I would say that's doable. Because most of the regulations are replicative. They're duplicative. They are redundant and unnecessary. We got five agencies to do the same task, in essence. We don't need that.
Bruce, remember the Department of Justice. Remember they have about 120,000 lawyers, on the payroll under Obama. What do you think he could slice that? I would bet you could, in all seriousness, cut it in half. Cut it in half. Because you have these duplicate lawyers in all these other departments.
Well, see, what you have is you have lawyers in the Justice Department pursuing environmental protection cases.
Right. And right? The EPA has their lawyers.
Right. So the Justice Department needs to focus on crime and criminal justice and that sort of thing. So we'll, by the way, we'll get to a little something a little bit later, a little tiff going on now between Rahm Emanuel and Donald Trump. But the bottom line here is good times, as I say, are ahead with Trump because he is going to put America's interests first. And believe it or not, that's going to be good for the rest of the world because, as I say, the rest of the world really does long for a stronger America. Even Putin wants a stronger America. Right. He knows if our economy collapses, he's going to go down with us.
As we said, you know, actually, which I was even surprised at that, Russia's economy is no stronger than Spain's.
No.
Pretty sad.
Yeah.
And he needs us.
He needs us.
And he needs our help. And maybe we can actually move this mentality across into Russia, where they become more prosperous. So.
That would be nice.
I mean, it's going
I would simply settle for a more stable Europe,
right?
And a more concentrated effort to eliminate the Islamic State and Islamic terrorism, which he wants to do as well. All right, I got to do something I don't want to do, and that's take a break. Well, I kind of do because we got great sponsors, and I want them to get their message out as well. But we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the fits the media is having over all of this and why I think they like it. Who do I mean by they? The media. They are going to love the Trump presidency. And I think some of them are already figuring it out. Maybe I shouldn't spoil the surprise for them. But that's all we do here. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Don't you dread that phone call? Your child has been in a traffic accident. They've been hurt. You feel helpless. Shouldn't you be able to provide your loved ones with the tools they need to protect themselves? Wouldn't it be nice if there was an app that provides a plan of action after an accident? Do you know the first thing to do after an accident? How about the 10th or the 20th? There are a lot of things you should do to protect yourself and your loved ones. Go5-5 is an app concept for drivers. It will provide the tools you need to deal with the aftermath of an accident. It could also provide medical information to first responders if necessary. To find out more and to reserve your Go5-5 protection, go to go55.com. That's G-O-F-I, the number 5.com. Go55.com is a Kickstarter project and subject to Kickstarter terms and conditions.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Rush hour is at its peak on I-4. Eastbound delays from Osceola Parkway to 535. Brake lights from the beach line to the turnpike. And then the heaviest traffic is John Young Parkway up to 434 and slow at the bridge. Westbound brake lights from Princeton to the turnpike. Now past 192, you're heavy too. Heavy on 436 from Redbug Lake Road all the way down to the airport. And South Orange Blossom Trail northbound. Still problems with an oil spill there at Holden Avenue. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Before we get back to business here, first of all, we got a contest Thursday. It'll be contest Thursday again. What's it going to be this time?
Well, you know, Chris, I think this is really going to be very fitting for our listening audience, okay? Now, just think about this. As Trump began his inaugural speech on Friday at 12 o'clock, right, what were the thoughts, I mean, right at that moment, on the mind of Brock, Michelle, Hillary, and Bill? As they sat there, right? And this can be a very quick response. Brock, I think he was thinking right at 12 o'clock as Trump started, I can finally come out of the closet. That's Brock. Michelle, I think she was thinking, I would give anything to look like Melania. Okay?
Yeah.
Hillary?
Sounds about right.
If only I could find a dress that fits. And our last guy, Bill, I think we all know where we're going on this one. If only Ivanka would have met me 20 years ago.
Okay.
What are the four thoughts on those four characters' mind as Trump began his presidency?
And keep them clean.
This could go as
always
long as you go.
Say that when Bill Clinton is involved.
I know, with these four, oh my.
Well, I'm not so much worried about Michelle and Barack and Hillary, but
Hillary, you know, she's a few pops, a few drinks, and she's rocking, man.
Yeah, she can get some.
She is not a sweetheart in any respect.
Pretty foul mouth.
I could have seen her in the march, right. You know, mouthing off.
All right, but let's keep them clean. Anyway, that'll be Thursday. Al is on the line. Al, what do you want to talk about tonight? I see you want to talk about our main man. Thanks for calling.
How you doing? I just want to make a couple of comments about Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
Ronald Reagan actually had a work-a-day job. He got out of college and ended up getting into radio announcing and worked his way into acting field and then got into being in charge of the Actors Union.
Yeah, that's what he was.
Yeah, that's right.
He really got an eye-opening
experience.
Idea of what he was. At the time, he was a Democrat, and he got into the politics into the Democrats and realized he didn't like it and didn't agree with it. And then he ran for governor in California and did 8 years there. And what really separated him, in my book, from some of the other people with that kind of experience was his major in college was economics. And he had a great grasp on how economics really works.
Yeah, he was.
And he could put it forth simply, you know, to the American people.
And he had studied economics back when he actually studied Adam Smith, right? So he understood the fundamentals of macroeconomics, the hidden hand economy, and that all that stuff. And he put it to use.
And he realized he was a Republican after all.
Right. You see,
became a Republican.
Right. You see, Trump came to the same place, I believe, in terms of his understanding of the economy, but not by studying, but by doing. In other words, by being out in the business world, he has come to the same conclusions that Ronald Reagan learned in college and went on to implement throughout his life. By the way, do you know one of the things that drove him away from the Union and toward the Republican Party? He was threatened by communists. They told him they were going to beat him up, and they were going to cut up his face, and they were going to make sure he never made another movie again in his life if he didn't do what they wanted him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, it's all about getting out there and having real-world experience. And finally, we got some people in the White House who have real-world experience and success. So,
well, it didn't hurt him. I mean, he went in with a Democratic Congress and Democratic Senate and you know, a lot of Democratic governors.
Yep.
But he knew how to communicate, and he knew how to negotiate, which is what Trump does, too.
Yeah, and he knew how to
get the skills like that.
Yeah, he knew how to get the public rallied to his side, which put pressure on people in Washington, D.C. And that's exactly what Trump is doing, too. And the media,
different way with Trump.
Different style.
Mm-hmm. But listen, I don't think it's any coincidence. You know, we've been saying for 6.5 years on this show that politics is like professional wrestling, that we have a president who is in the WWE Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame himself. He understands the psychological dynamic that is at play when you are interacting with an audience, whether that audience is 10 people or 10 million, makes no difference. The same psychological dynamic is at work, and he knows how to use it.
Well, you know, one other thing, Reagan had the battle with the air traffic controllers.
Yep.
And he did what he did. He started instilling a little bit of fear and respect.
He also understood
around the world.
Yeah, and
as
he understood the union mentality. He was speaking from both sides because he's been on both sides.
But he proved that he would do what he said he would do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who else took great notice was the Soviet Union at the time.
Yep.
You better believe it. They said, when this guy says he's going to do something, you better believe him. Right.
And see, that's what's happening now with Trump. Now, his style and techniques reaching it in a different way, but.
He's proven that he's a man of his word.
Well, I can say this much. I wouldn't want to cross him.
You better believe that. And I think a lot of other people are figuring that out, too. Hey, thank you, Al. Appreciate your call. Appreciate you being out there listening. Thanks so much tonight. You know, and the media is, I believe, picking up on that, you know, that they probably...
They're going to be well-schooled in the next few weeks on how to react.
That a dose of respect is called for this time around. That he's going to box them around. He's going to box their ears. He's going to slap them around. And he's going to tweak their noses. He tweaked their noses again today.
Yeah.
And by the way, they like these stories that he's putting out. I mean, gives them great print.
Gives them a job.
It keeps them going.
He's not boring.
Exactly. Today, he tweeted out that he, and by the way, he now has two Twitter accounts. He has one President of the United States, POTUS, President of the United States on Twitter, and then he has the real Donald Trump on Twitter. But on the real Donald Trump one, he tweeted out today that millions of illegals voted in this past election, which is what? He said it weeks ago. We've talked about it on the show. Drudge has reported it. We do know some voted. We don't know how many. We do know this, 800,000 illegals were registered to vote in California over just the last 2 years when they were given their driver's licenses.
But you really wouldn't
How many of them voted? You tell me.
To see him, Chris, go in and investigate, you know, voter fraud in a determined fashion.
He's just doing this to keep the media all worked up, and it's working. All right, and we got to take a break. When we come back, we got hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, and thank you for being with us, and hope you'll be with us there, too.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road!
I think maybe we can change the lyrics of this song a little bit to, I'm a Donald Trump baby, you can't keep up with me.
You know, it's funny, Chris, listening to that, obviously we talked about earlier, it gets you inspired, and I saw a t-shirt today that really fits in with this mode. And on the t-shirt it said, Obama played the race card, Clinton played the woman card, and America played the Trump card. That fits right in, doesn't it? Outstanding.
It does. Anybody that thinks Donald Trump doesn't understand what America is all about, what our political experience is all about, just listen to that little clip right there.
It's got it all.
Mm-hmm. Every bit of it right in that. All right, which is why we stuck it into our intro. Thank you for listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. We are here live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. Christopher Hart, the political mad scientist and philosopher here, along with Michael McBath, union boss who didn't get his invitation to the White House yesterday, but that's okay because he's busy.
There'll be other days, other times.
Yeah, he's busy with the Pro Bowl.
That's right.
Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Speaking of the Pro Bowl, real quick, I know that you've been working really hard to some arrangements for the ex-NFL players like yourself who are coming to town for the Pro Bowl.
What we're doing, we have actually in Orlando over 120 former players that live in the Central Florida area.
Right.
And we have a bunch coming into town. So I suggested to the Player Association, this would be a good idea to have a major physical here. And, you know, where our physicals are like a Mayo Clinic type physical. So what we're doing Saturday at UCF in the morning, we'll have over 65 former NFL players that will be out there taking a complete physical. And then after that, we have the lead attorney, the lead counsel from the billion-dollar class action suit that has been settled.
Yeah.
He'll be out there counseling with the players how to go about to get your testing, who you test with, how you fill your papers out. And then at 1 o'clock, which actually they're having a health symposium, which is going to be done. You met him a number of times, Chris. Archie Roberts, who was a former NFL quarterback, who's a cardiologist. Him and a group will talk about, you know, concussions and the ramification of that to in sports itself. So it's going to be a long day, and but a fun day. And then the next day, we have a party at the stadium. Starts at 5:30 upstairs in the suite, and then the game. You know, it should be interesting, but I'm absolutely shocked at the amount of tickets that have been bought.
Yeah, well.
And these are not cheap, I can tell you that.
Ooh, all right. We'll see if we can keep
prosperity
that, keep
must
that
ring here.
Up.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, I saw the blimp flying over my house this morning, too. It's getting ready.
What was Hillary doing in the air?
Easy does it there.
Yeah, whoa.
All right. We got a lot more to talk about. It's been another big day, huge day at the White House, and I want to get to the press conference and a couple other things having to do with the media. But before we do that, Diane has been patiently waiting on the line. So, Diane, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate your patience.
I am so excited what he's doing about Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yeah, everybody is. I know.
John Barris is going to be out of a job.
Yeah. I don't think we can go that far yet, but it is a huge step. And what Diane's talking about is he wants to defund Planned Parenthood as long as they are providing abortion services. And we know from our research that that's primarily what they do. It is 90% about Planned Parenthood does is provide abortion services. They call it termination services. And that's on top of yesterday him re-implementing the so-called Mexico City policy, which means he's cut off federal funding to any organization that provides abortions or money
outside
for abortions
the US, right.
In foreign countries.
Right.
Correct. That's right. So already two huge steps. And he's promised today that next week we're going to get his Supreme Court pick.
I know. I'm excited.
And if he goes for a fella named Pryor, glory hallelujah.
Or the other one. And I can't remember his name.
It's actually a woman. And now that you mentioned it, I can't think of her name either. For some reason, I want to say it starts with another. Anyway, we'll check on that. But, yeah, there's two who are at the top of his list, of the short list. Pryor, he's already met with a couple of times prior to the inauguration. And the woman that he has in mind, I believe he's met with her as well. And both of those are very solid conservatives. And it's going to set up a huge fight, obviously, in the Senate, as Chuck Schumer tries to prevent that nominee from going through. But it shows that the guy, once again, is a man of his word. He's following through on his promises, and he's not wasting any time about it.
Nope.
And so whatever else he promised, the wall and other things, you better believe he's going to set that in motion, too.
I have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
I think Nick needs a title.
Nick?
Oh, we've had
Nick
a lot of titles for Nick.
Title. And it should be the Marathon Man.
That's right. I would agree with that one.
I think that's appropriate.
What was that? Four marathons or something? He runs back
something
to back
like
to back
that.
To back. Yeah.
Thank you, Diane.
How do you like it? The Marathon Man.
Yeah, sure.
Nick the Marathon Man.
Let's do it.
Lo Cicero. You got it. All right. It's a whole lot better than Stinky, isn't it? Which would not apply. All right. But thank you, Diane. All right. Both points.
But on this abortion issue, though, the bad thing, though, is there's a substantial amount of money being given to, abortion.
Well, Planned Parenthood in particular, but that's going to come to an end. And under Trump, unless they change their ways, and we know they're not going to do that because they never really have been about women's health. Mm-hmm. It has always been about, which they equate with women's health, the right to have an abortion at will. And so that is going to change. Now, they still will get a lot of money from private donations. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, they get about 70% of their money from private donations.
It is a lot. That's right.
So it's not like they're going to go out of business entirely, but let's just say it will crimp their style quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And it will take away the sanctioning of the federal government, approving of that by tacitly, by providing the money. That's tacit approval. So all of that is fixing to change, And there's not much that the liberals can do about it. In the case of Planned Parenthood, that was already stuck in a bill that was working its way through the House. So one way or another, that is going to happen. I don't know if I'd bet the house on it, but I'd put a wad on it, right? Or, so a wad of money. But the point being, this guy is determined to follow through on his promises. And here's why. He understands, and he did a long time ago when people were ridiculing him about what he was promising and laughing at him. He knew that that's what it was going to take to make America great again. It's going to take securing the border with a physical wall.
Got to wade through the manure, right?
Exactly.
He's doing a great job.
It was going to take eliminating a lot of regulations to free up the United States economy.
Did you see that,
Chris?
It
was going to take lowering the corporate tax rate dramatically to instigate massive investment in this country.
Well, you saw Cuomo the other day after the Million Women March. You know, he's out there making a statement that, you know, the insurance companies in the state of New York need to carry women's birth control and, you know, other aspects. Well, the point is, that's a true politician. You know, he watches where he can get a vote, has no relevance to who's going to pay for it, doesn't matter how much it costs, what damage could come about, and he makes a statement like that. He is exactly the reverse of what Trump is and what Trump pointed out during the inauguration.
You know, the
that's why New York's a disaster, right? Too, economically.
The presidency took on this moniker, the president having the bully pulpit,
right?
Back in, I believe, when Teddy Roosevelt was president, right? Because he would
Big
use the
stick.
Bully pulpit,
yeah.
Right? And what he would do is he would publicly go out and shame people, shame corporations, shame individuals in an effort to get them to change their behavior for the better, in his mind. And Trump is doing exactly that himself. He is using the bully pulpit in order to put people on the spot, if you will. He did it today with the auto executives. But he's also offering them a bone in the process. He's going, look, I'm either going to shame
you.
Help
you economically.
I'm going to make you the villain of America. Or if you work with me, I'm going to make you the pillar of America. Which would you rather be? Right?
And, you know, those people are cost-effective. They'll look at, what it would cost if I made in Mexico? What will you do for me? And, you know, if we're somewhere close, let's stay in America.
And at some point, it'll get down to, would you rather be pilloried or would you rather be a pillar? All right? Work with me and everything will be cool. And that message is very powerful when you are the president of the United States. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll go over once again Thursday's contest rules.
This should be good.
And talk a little bit about the media's reaction to some of the latest and the confirmation hearings. You want to talk about bizarre. That is the world of the bizarre. But that's why we are here, to explain it. Thanks for sticking with us. Don't you dread that phone call? Your child has been in a traffic accident. They've been hurt. You feel helpless. Shouldn't you be able to provide your loved ones with the tools they need to protect themselves? Wouldn't it be nice if there was an app that provides a plan of action after an accident? Do you know the first thing to do after an accident? How about the 10th or the 20th? There are a lot of things you should do to protect yourself and your loved ones. Go 5-5 is an app concept for drivers. It will provide the tools you need to deal with the aftermath of an accident. It could also provide medical information to first responders if necessary. To find out more and to reserve your Go 5-5 protection, go to go55.com. That's GOFI5.com. Go55.com is a Kickstarter project and subject to Kickstarter terms and conditions. Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry.
industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123, 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Patriot Home Funding Incorporated is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, number NMLS 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Can you imagine how Hillary feels right now?
Well, actually, I had Barack in mind for this, too, but there's still both of them.
There's
right?
still rumors out there she's going to run for mayor. Did you see that? That was out again today. She's going to run for mayor of New York. I don't think so, but that's, you know, they'll keep throwing it out.
You see, now, I'm lonely could be one of the thoughts that one of those
That's
four
exactly
people had
right.
that day, right?
Well,
sitting there amongst a million people,
I know.
They could have been sitting there thinking, I'm lonely.
What I'm thinking about is with the creative sick minds that we have at Listen, our contest, this one should feed right into it.
Speak I said, for yourself.
As Trump began his inaugural speech on Friday at 12 o'clock, what were the thoughts, just the momentary thoughts, of Brock, Michelle, Hillary, and Bill as they sat there? Now, example, my feeling for Brock. Here it is, 12:01. What's Brock thinking? I can finally come out of the closet. All right, that's Brock. Michelle, what is she thinking? I would give anything to look like Melania.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hillary, what is she thinking? If only I could find any type of dress that would fit my cankles. Okay. Now, finally, our favorite guy, Bill. What was he thinking? I know a lot of us can go a lot of directions on this guy. If only Ivanka would have met me 20 years ago. What were those four characters thinking the minute Trump got on stage and started?
Okay.
This is going to be a sick one.
All right. All right. So that's going to be Thursday. And, of course, you'll be playing for a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano's.
Which is great.
Great Italian restaurant.
Golf lessons.
Yes.
We keep forgetting to bring that
Squally,
up. I mean, he has a lot of talent when he's sitting
he sure
there.
Does.
He might be able to counsel with you.
He dropped that ball right on the
green. Yeah, he did.
All right. And that's compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd, Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. And, of course, now they also fix Beamers. As I like to say, they treat Beamers, and they treat your wallet right in the process. And you'll get a $10 gift card, compliments of Rick Brown, Tijuana Flats. And by the way, tomorrow is Magic Wednesday. So if you wear Magic apparel into any of his four Tijuana Flats, that's two in Oviedo, one in Avalon Park, one in Winter Springs, you will get a discount. And that's all day long, Magic Wednesday. And then you'll also win that life-size cutout that we have been giving away. And we got our life-size cutout of Trump here in the studio now. And that's compliments of Dino and Janice Rentos, Dino Rentos Studios. Don't forget, for all of your party supplies and decorations, you need to go there. And they can work with any budget. They really can.
You know, and you know, if you have an expensive party, they could draw you up, you know, any type of background you'd want to have in front of your house when people come walking in. I mean, you could have a castle, you could have a ghost dungeon, you could have anything. You could have maybe waterboarding out there with,
yeah. if they
with
don't,
politicians.
If they don't have it in stock, they can make
right.
it. And so you'll definitely want to tune in and get your contest entries ready for Thursday's show. Tim is on the line next. Tim, thank you for calling this evening. We appreciate that.
Hey, Chris, Mike.
How
hey,
you
Tim.
Doing?
Fine. I just want to give you my three favorite sites at the inaugural day thing.
All right.
But first, I just want to say that I had heard that Trump removed the bust of Michelle Obama from the Oval Office.
That was good.
I didn't know she had a bust.
Oh.
I was watching Ivanka there on in the photos, you know, doing, I guess it was a Playboy layout.
Listen, about Michelle, because there's been a lot of talk about her being not really a woman. I mean, Joan
what is
Collins.
She? Chris,
look,
what is she?
Watch the inauguration. Mm-hmm. She is a woman. She has got the longest legs I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, so did Will Chamberlain, too.
Women
you know.
Are, their proportions are, they have shorter torsos, longer legs than men. And you can't hide that, and you can't change it. And
yes, but her hands.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You know, it's funny, speaking of women, I haven't seen so many liberal, fat, white women in one place since I ate at the all-you-can-eat buffet in Biloxi.
Yeah. We'll agree with that.
I thought you were going to say at that Million Women March over the weekend.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
that's what he meant. That's where he was.
I see. I got you. I got you.
I haven't seen so many fat women and liberal women in one place. Anyway, the three best sites of the inaugural, real quick, maybe Mike can comment mm-hmm. on his. I thought it was so great to see the former Bolshevik in chief Obama get into his little green helicopter and fly away before he could pardon any more criminals.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
By the way, before he did go out the door, though, he gave over $200 million to the Palestinian Authority over there, which no doubt will be used for terrist activity. We're going to talk about that some more, I hope, tomorrow.
That is
with
so
Aiden
disgusting.
Katzman.
So disgusting.
Yeah, they, listen, he's probably got relatives in the authority.
Oh, I know.
You know, did you, the other second one was, you know, I'm watching Fox and that creepy Shepard Smith. Yeah. And yeah, it's horrible. And a big Hillary supporter. Anyway, did you see the camera switch to creepy old Bill Clinton as he was ogling Ivanka Trump?
Oh, well, I did. That's why I laughed. I can imagine his thoughts.
It's came funny. Down the steps.
It's funny too because Hillary at part of it is watching him watch her.
Oh, I know.
And
it
then she kind of turns around with that. He's at it again, looking at her face, right? All right, go ahead.
And what's the third highlight to me was when Donald and his ridiculously hot first lady, Melania, walked down Pennsylvania Avenue in that powder blue outfit. I mean, that was like a picture you can, you know.
No, it was great. I call it he faced the crowd, right? That was great. What a man.
I tell you.
A woman.
Not only is he going to be a great president, already showing that, but they are going to be a great presidential
team,
awesome. Couple.
Yep.
You know, she is going to be the great hostess that the White House hasn't seen for a long time.
The whole family, Chris.
That's
I mean,
right.
all of them.
You know, I don't want to take anything away from Barbara Bush, Laura Bush, or
never been a
Michelle
group like
Obama,
this.
Or even Nancy Reagan. But she's going to be a hostess with the mostess. Let's put it that way. Thank you, Tim. Got to take
Tim's
this break.
Tim's closing in on those thoughts for the contest.
All right.
You notice that? He's sneaking up.
All right. Get those ready. When we come back, once again, we got a lot more to talk about the conference.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
And the question is going to be, can the media take it? Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Christopher Hart here, along with Michael McBath and Nick Marathon Man Lo Cicero on the bridge.
That's interesting that a call would call Nick the Marathon Man.
Well, it fits.
Do you think he looks like a long-distance runner?
Yes.
Because do you believe that?
Yeah, because he's done it six times.
He looks like one of these guys that eat as many pieces as you can in an hour.
Do you look like an NFL defensive lineman? All right, then. How about that?
No, Nick's a pretty cool guy.
Nick,
but
Nick is the picture of fitness.
Yeah.
Wow. You got a sad picture there.
Nick, don't do it. Look,
you said it. I didn't,
hey,
brother.
As much as that guy ran, I have great admiration for him. I don't know many guys who can do that,
honestly. You know, the funny thing is, mm-hmm. if somebody came in here and you stood Nick and I side by side.
Oh, I guess you, without a doubt, you could be the one that runs it.
And I couldn't run one block without dropping on the hands and knees and vomiting.
You'd probably drop your cigarettes. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, thanks very much.
No, I'm kidding.
That's from breathing sawdust and cement dust.
Oh.
All right, but anyway, and not running, but walking everywhere I go.
Yep.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. And don't forget, Nick's got his own show tomorrow night. He'll be doing that at 9 o'clock, right, Nick?
Yeah, we're going to play a version of Disney Jeopardy.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot
really?
Of fun.
Should
Whoa.
Be.
Yes. So does every question have to begin with does every answer have to be in a question format?
Yes, it does. I was trying to think of a way to phrase that as a question. I failed already.
You would say something like, would there be any other way to answer it
there
on
you
Jeopardy,
go.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nick. All right. And that'll be 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up at 7 o'clock every evening, Monday through Friday. Okay. And the media. Yeah, they and on one hand, they got to have exactly what they want in Trump, and that is something fresh and new every day to write about, right? That they can get all lathered up about. And but on the other hand, he's wearing them out. And every day it's something else. And today it was Trump tweeting out. And then, of course, they had to ask Sean Spicer about it in his press conference this afternoon. And he said, yes, Trump did tweet out that millions, as many as 3 million illegal aliens voted in this last election, which caused the popular vote to swing toward Hillary. Right. Don't know the number, but there were plenty of them. We do know that 800,000 just in 2 years illegals have been registered to vote in California alone, and that prompted Nostradamus to send this moments ago. He said, that's exactly the point. We don't know how many people voted illegally because so many places allow people to vote with zero ID.
Right,
or
right.
They register illegals and allow them to vote even with an ID.
And without an ID, I hope he stops that. That's absolute insanity.
Well, that's up to the states.
I know,
it's
but
up to the states.
Then I hope it stops.
All right, but it's let's just say with Republicans controlling the vast majority of the states and those states.
Then it will be stopped. Yeah.
Right, and in the other states, they do it at their own jeopardy.
But, Chris, did you see this news that just came across? It says that on Fox they took a poll, and on this fake news issue, and this is a big benefit to Trump, a large majority of voters, 84%, are at least somewhat concerned fake news is hurting the country. That includes 61% who are very worried. Boy, I'd like that if I were Trump knowing that. And 23% who are somewhat concerned. Fake news. You accuse them of what? Fake news.
It's no mistake that Donald Trump has made his main foe the media because they have very low approval ratings, very little trust, and as you just pointed out in that.
84% is a huge number.
Right. And they've brought it on themselves.
Oh, they deserve it.
And he's not going to let them. This whole thing, this whole weekend was all about, we're not going to let you do business around here the way you do in business, the way you want to do business. All right? Mm-hmm. We're going to hold you responsible. Finally. Somebody's going to hold these people responsible, and it's going to be Trump and his administration.
But imagine that,
he has picked people who are fighters to surround himself with.
But the fake news channels like CNN and everything, they got to read this poll and just go, oh, boy. You know, I mean, where are we going to get our eventual listeners? Because if I believe that they're a distributor of fake news a great majority of the time, why would I listen to any of that?
No,
it's
here's
the story.
No, they don't see it that way.
Well,
here's the way they see it.
Well.
They see this. I hear them right now talking in their executive offices right now, okay, their corner offices or whatever. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we have to do. We have to make sure that talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, all the others out there, big and small, are the purveyors, known to be the purveyors of fake news. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that it's Donald Trump who is held up to be the one, the purveyor of fake. You see what I'm saying?
They don't understand
that they are the guilty party and need to clean up their act. They simply say, okay, what we got to make sure of is that we don't get the blame for it. Somebody else does. You see, that's that's the way they see this challenge, because they don't think right. All right. So, and also the media is all upset because it was announced today that, and by the way, James Comey announced this, that he has been asked by the Trump people to stay on as director of the FBI.
You think he's on a short rope?
The media thinks that it's the payoff, right?
Oh, really?
For putting out those warnings about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
And,
please.
Of course, that's why Trump wants him to stay on, for one reason. It's to stick his finger right in their eye, right? Because they still don't get it. What Comey did, he wouldn't have done if he didn't have a reason to do it. And Hillary Clinton gave him the reason.
Yep.
And it all started with the server and all that business. She did that. All that was involved was revelations of what she did, which no one has ever denied, right? All
right.
Those emails, even the one about Podesta talking about how she had a certain distinctive bad odor about her, right?
Ooh.
All those emails, we never got any denials,
right?
You see? So the real person to blame for Hillary's loss is Hillary Clinton. Nobody else.
Yep.
Right? And eventually they're all going to figure that out. A lot of them have already figured it out. They just don't want to say it. Right? Because she's a pitiful figure in the eyes of so many snowflakes out there.
But don't
right?
you think it's quite
poor,
obvious?
Poor, pitiful Hillary.
We all know, though, the American people always knew it was her. It wasn't the Russians. Come on. Everybody laughs at that. I mean, anywhere I go, they laugh at that.
Right.
I mean, come on. Nice try. Grow up. You lost. You're a loser.
And this is why Trump doesn't mind keeping that alive.
I know.
By responding
so
to
ridiculous.
It and fighting back. You know, a lot of people see this as him being thin-skinned. This is being thick-skinned. This is saying, okay, you want to punch me? I'm going to hit you back, and I'm going to hit you harder. How do you like that? You want to hit me again? Go ahead.
Yep.
All right. You want to play this game? We'll play this game.
Yeah.
Like I say, this is going to be beautiful. It's going to be a joy to behold, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm waiting for the Trump Women's March, which I actually think could they're starting to orchestrate.
Well, there's a pro-life march going on,
which is
this
really
weekend.
Sort of
this weekend,
Trump, right?
And we'll see what the turnout is. It doesn't matter what the turnout is. The purveyors of fake news will make out like it wasn't nearly as big as their women's march.
But a perfect example. Will the pro-life people act like the complete animals that those women acted like with their vocabulary, with their actions, with how they treated people? I'll bet you that it is a very, mild, kind-oriented type march where versus these animals that were, like, spitting on people and disgusting.
And not only that, but it'll be a clean march.
Right.
The Park Service has announced that after the women's march in Washington, D.C., they not only did they talk trash, but they left their trash there. All their hateful, vile signs and just all the trash that they used to, plastic bottles and wrappers and you name it.
That Friday night before the march, there was a lot of those people were spitting on the Gold Star mothers.
Gold Star families.
Isn't that terrible?
And
terrible.
And Medal of Honor recipients as well.
They were spitting on them.
Yeah. That's their idea of promoting
real
love.
Great Americans.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a couple of phone calls before we have to take that last break tonight. Rick is up next. Rick, thank you for calling.
Well,
appreciate it.
You'll stick up for anything this guy says, like the Bertha thing, that was a lie. And this whole 3 million illegals, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And he accused Bush. I was against the
Hold it. Rick, hold it right there for a second, because I want to respond to that birther thing. Do you know who kept the birther issue alive more than anyone else?
Jerry Corsi. Probably.
Nope.
And that didn't matter anyway. His mother was born here, so what's the difference?
Do you know the person who kept that issue alive longer than anyone else because he thought in his own mind, and you are proving the point, that it did him good politically. You want another hint? Barack Hussein Obama. He could have ended that controversy right away. All he had to do was produce his birth certificate, which he produced eventually at the White House. He could have done that day one. But he chose not to because he understood, and he was correct, that to keep that issue alive would benefit him. So he kept it alive.
Why bring it up in the first place if his mother was born here and it didn't matter anyway?
Because this is politics, and you go for anything you can to use it against your opponent. And by the way, it was the Clinton campaign who first used it against him. The Clinton campaign. The Hillary Clinton campaign.
So you stick up for just about everything he says. Like the 35%, you know, they had a 45% tariff on Chinese goods. You know that wouldn't fly. And even Paul Ryan and McCarthy said that, and the 35% tax on companies who move, they said that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. You want to see prices skyrocket next time you take your car or for, you know, repair? Look at the cost of parts after he does that, if he ever does it, which I doubt.
What Trump is going to do is that he's going to, by removing regulations and taxation, dramatically lower the overhead of doing business in the United States of America. That will spur an industrial revolution the likes we have not seen since World War II.
Do it without tariffs, though.
He's going to use whatever tool is available to him.
You think a tariff is a good idea?
The threat.
You know that NAFTA's created more jobs than it's got.
Listen. The threat of tariffs is a great idea. The limited use of tariffs is a great idea because it keeps the other players honest. Okay? And that's what it's all about. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your call tonight. Got to move on. Got Dino Rentos on the line.
Chris, you know, when they talk about tariffs, all tariffs is, as I call it, it's just a verbal starting point. You know, would they ever use them? They'll certainly take all aspects into consideration.
In some cases.
I know. They might use them. They might. But do I believe it would be 45 or 30? I don't believe any of that.
Look,
and I'm a Republican. I don't believe that.
Look, in the world of trade, you have to have incentives and you have to have disincentives. And if you aren't willing to use the disincentives, they're not worth anything to you. You have to be willing to use them with the hope that the other side will wise up.
Right.
But if they don't, then you implement them. They use them against us. All Trump is saying is, if you're going to use them against us, we're going to use them against you. How do you like them apples?
Same as using currency.
All right.
You use it the way you feel is most beneficial to you.
Exactly. Dino Rentos, how you doing this evening?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I'm
Dino.
Listening to the most brilliant people on the radio. I figured I'd have to call in.
Well, you're on, Dino.
I was going to say,
I like that. It turns around.
All right, go ahead.
Well, hey, you know, speaking to that, not only with the tariffs, he's telling them, don't even bother touching some of the sea lanes over here. And in this little island you're making, we're going to discuss this issue.
Yeah, with China. He's talking about China and the South China Sea. Right.
There you go. So there's going to be other things there. Hey, you remember a couple of weeks ago, I brought up and I told you, and I had asked you, do you guys ever tune in to listen to Megyn Kelly?
Who?
Yeah.
Not.
I always tuned in to listen to Hannity or you know, some of the other guys that are on there. I've never once in my entire life said I want to tune in to listen to Megyn Kelly.
Right.
Well, they put this new guy, Tucker, in, right?
Oh, he's doing great.
Yeah, guess how he's doing?
Mm.
Because people actually want to watch him. He's doing twice the amount of people watching.
Yeah, his ratings are through the roof. Yeah.
Exactly. I guess, you know what, Fox got themselves an amazing deal.
Well, Megyn Kelly was on Phil the other day, and it looked like they just about had to extract the people giving her applause. It was bad. Oh.
Nobody's going to watch this.
She's not going to
show up until September, and people are going to be like, Megyn, who's this girl?
Yesterday's
Nobody's
news.
Nobody's going to watch this. Fox got a great deal. They saved themselves $25 million.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure Tuck's going to be hauling down a pretty good paycheck.
Yeah, he'll be getting a chunk of that.
But certainly they have made that spot an even hotter spot to be in with Tucker Carlson. And he is he's quite the, let's just say he's quite the interviewer. And what I can't figure out is why these people who know he's going to go in there and he's going to drill them, why they want to go in there and get drilled unless they just want to be on television, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, proven true, proven that we definitely know what's going on around here because clearly nobody was watching Megyn or cared about her, and they'd rather watch somebody that actually has some good news skills.
The question is, why did they watch Megyn?
They watch her because of the lead-in.
I can think of the reasons.
No, they watched her because she wore those little spaghetti right. strap dresses and the off-the-shoulder dresses.
I mean, she's an attractive woman. That's why they watched her.
You mean
that's
it. The party outfits that she would wear yeah. as a news reporter, like she was mm-hmm. going out on a date.
Yep, exactly.
It was ridiculous. I would watch her, and I'm like, is she trying to pick up this guy, or is she doing the news?
Whoa, he sounds like Bill.
There you go. All right. Yeah, that's right. See, that sort of thing is why we are the voice to be reckoned with, why we are the titans of talk radio.
Exactly. You guys are the most brilliant people I listen to.
All right.
I'll talk to you again.
Okay, thanks, Dino.
Thank you, Dino.
But I mean, really, I mean, Megan's learning a real tough lesson. Were they listening to you because of your intellectual expertise? Not. It's called, you look pretty good. You were on the right time slot. We take you out of there. No one misses you.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Stick around for more of the American Adversaries. We'll be right back after this short break.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, at golifa.com. That's golifa.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at golifa.com and help us impact Congress, the White House, and the nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rentos Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. At Dino Rentos Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Dino Rentos Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rentos Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rentos Studios, that's where they make just about anything, and if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentosStudios.com, 800-704-7089.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
All right, don't get stuck in the danger zone, ladies and gentlemen.
Love it.
And don't get stuck in an accident and not know what to do. And that's where Go 5-5 comes in. Of course, we had Jeff Dearborn in here last night and Karen Schwartz describing Go 5-5. It is an app concept right now. This app would provide you with the tools you need both before and after an accident to protect yourself both legally and perhaps can help you protect you if you're injured and incapacitated in an accident. It is a Kickstarter a program, which means they're using Kickstarter to raise the funds to build this app or some of the funds to build this app out with. And if you want to find out more about it, go to gofi5.com, G-O-F-I, the number 5.com. And if you want to go straight to Kickstarter, it kicked off today. And so you can go there today. They're trying to raise $19,500. And if you want to participate, you pledge a certain amount, and they have rewards for you for the amounts that you can pledge. And if the goal is not achieved, your pledge is nullified. If it is achieved, then you go through with the pledge. And when the app is developed, you will be among the first to get it. Okay, and real quickly, a couple of confirmations today. Nikki Haley was confirmed overwhelmingly to be our secretary to the UN, ambassador to the UN, and Ben Carson was approved, and it also looks like A couple more picks are going to be approved, but there's still some fighting going on. Tom Price, they're trying to hold him up. Robert Menendez was asking some really bizarre questions of him today having to do with the communicable diseases, and he was alluding to what we've reported on the show here before, and that is that it's a number of illegal aliens, especially children, have brought communicable diseases into our country. And, by the way, that's what Ellis Island was for, to prevent that sort of thing from happening. Oh, for the good old days.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll keep an eye on the confirmation hearings, and as I said earlier, Trump has promised next week to nominate his first Supreme Court pick. Terry is on the line next. Terry, thank you for calling tonight.
This is H.P. Gator from Altamont. Just wanted to, old Gator fan, Gator geezer since 1948.
Wow.
Season ticket since 1973. Still got them. Got four right behind the team there on the orange wall. This is a swamp.
Did you go to the
Chris,
Florida?
You had a great show last night on that automobile app. That's a good show.
Well, thank you.
You need to do one on the homeowners deal about this assigned benefits that's coming up. They're going to raise our rates 20%, they're talking about this year. So, anyway.
You talking about first?
I used to watch you play, and you did a great work. Loyal Gators.
Well, that's right. Well, the Gators are a great group. You know, they are as loyal as
they get. Enjoy those Saturdays in Gainesville, I'll tell you. It's great.
Well, yep. Listen, we appreciate you calling. Have you ever been to Cafe Positano? You like Italian food?
Yeah, I was a union contractor here in Orlando for 40 years, local 1010.
What, do you like Italian food? I'd like to send you to Cafe Positano with a gift certificate.
Anyway, you're doing a great job. You guys keep up the good work. Go Gators.
Oh, well, that's right. Good guy, good Gator man.
Thank you, HB Gator. We appreciate that. Perhaps he couldn't hear me.
No, what happens, I know, it sounds too good to be true. I was going to go like this. Well, then just give it to me. That's three martinis. Come on, man.
All right. Anyway, we appreciate the phone call. And let's see. By the way, I just got this from Carl, and it says about Megyn Kelly. Fox liked Megyn because she got crossover viewers and millennials. That's why they offered her $20 million to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Her ratings dipped after she questioned Trump, but she was still second only to O'Reilly.
Right.
And she was on the way to passing him up until she took on Trump. See, it just doesn't pay to take on Trump, right?
Bad mistake. Plus, you know, she's out of the limelight now for a while. This is going to hurt. This is going to hurt quite a bit.
Well, she wants to be with her family. She does have young children, and I respect her for that.
I understand.
You know, so, mm-hmm. And the reason she wanted a day job is so that she could be at home with her kids at night, and I respect that. And this, by the way, is why women are perceived to be not earning as much as men. She could make $20 million. There's a lot of men that work at Fox that I guarantee you ain't making $20 million. She chose not to make it. That is why. Not all this nonsense that you heard over the weekend out of those fools at the, you know, the marches around the country.
Yeah. Did you know one lady sitting down screaming? All she did was scream. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That fits the motif, didn't
wow.
it? Yeah.
I mean, all they're doing is creating more Republicans, so thank you very much, girls.
All right. All right, that Kickstarter event is underway now. It only goes on for 32 days, so if you want to take advantage of this and help them out, please do so. Could be a lifesaver for somebody out there. Go55. You can find it on Kickstarter, or you can go to go55.com, G-O-F-I, the number 5.com. Don't forget to check out our webpage, American Adversary, where we have our archive and our recruiting office, and we would love to have you as a member of the American Adversaries Army. And don't forget to double check our Facebook page. Kathy is putting
constantly
great stuff
changing,
up there. Constantly
evolving.
Changing. Evolving. Be back tomorrow night. Night, everybody.
From the Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.